Hello, this is Pastor Brandon Fender, and I'd like to welcome you to another transforming message from right here at Living Way Church. I believe that your life will be impacted by the words you hear today. For more faith-based content, check us out on all social media outlets. Now let's go live into the message.
It affected everybody. And we would like to say that it affected everybody positively, but not necessarily so. Most people it did positively, but one way or another, it affected everybody. And even in this Christmas season, over 2,000 years later, I want to submit to you that it's still affecting people, still affecting them, whether they want to be affected or not. And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. That first Christmas over 2,000 years ago was life-changing. Life-changing to all the characters in the cast of the birth of Christ. The wise men, we call them wise men. Did you know they'd never been called wise men until they came to Jesus? And there are a lot of people that consider themselves wise, but there's no true wisdom until you come to Christ. These men were not called wise men. They were called Magi, M-A-G-I, Magi. What was that? They were soothsayers, fortune tellers, those that gazed at the star. The only positive thing about them, they were hungry. And God then and now recognizes hunger. The hungry shall be filled. And so their name was changed to wise men. It was the first time that they'd ever been called wise men. They'd always been seekers and never finders. But for the first time in their life, they found the truth, the way, the life. The innkeeper, he was changed because he had no room for Jesus. He became the first Scrooge if you were making a movie. Relegated to a place of scorn even to this day. Just a faceless, nameless, disdained, obscure postscript to eternity. But it changed him forever in a negative way. But oh, Joseph, espoused to Mary, suffered so much humiliation. His friends, his buddies laughed at him. "You're not the father of the baby. You're still going to marry her?" He was humiliated, embarrassed. But this birth did something. It took him from a place of embarrassment and elevated him to one of the most humble, selfless people ever highlighted in history. You'll notice the good things that happened to people on that first Christmas can happen to us. Oh, to Mary. You know, I thought Mary was 16. Perhaps she was. But I read that most scholars from the writings of Josephus believe that Mary might have been 13. Just a kid. Just a kid. But that day, she became the most favored woman in the history of humanity. Christmas changes people. Christmas changed them. Christmas changes us. The shepherds, they were just shepherds, just farmers. But it changed their life from the menial to the miraculous. Ah, but Herod. Herod was one of those people. You've met them. He was the king, but he dreaded good news. This was not a big surprise to him. He had studied history. He knew there was one coming to be King of Kings, and he dreaded it. And finally, it happened. It wrecked his life. It revealed a man that had been a relatively beloved king. It revealed him as the most selfish, murderous, baby-killing man that ever lived. It sealed his fate as a man of infamy. It sealed his doom as a disgraceful human to be reviled and guaranteed him a place in a godless eternity. Remember, he killed all the babies 2 years of age under trying to find the one who was going to be the King of Kings. And all of those parents hated him. He went from up to down on that first King Christmas. It will change anyone, Christmas will, that take its true meaning to heart. The advent of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. The Magi, the wise men. Christmas can change not only what you are called. They were never called the same again. It can change whatever you're called. It doesn't matter what you were. If you will acknowledge that Christmas in all of its faith, in all of its advent, it will change you from what you were. The wise men, but it can change you to what you will become. They rose from aspiring magi, men that wanted to be prophets, but there was no need for a prophet then, because the Bible teaches us that 400 years between the two Testaments, Old Testament, God was silent. They were trying to find a ministry that didn't even exist. But when Christ came, it fulfilled their calling. Friend, if you will recognize Jesus, I submit that every person born on this earth has a calling, and the most miserable are those that never find it. But if you will submit to the Christ of Christmas, you will fulfill your calling in life and why you're here. The shepherds, Christmas can take us from the mundane to the miraculous just like that. You're just a man as a plumber or a carpenter or working on his assembly line, and suddenly you're born again because Christ was born. And you're not just somebody. You're somebody special. God anoints you, and you change your world. It can take us from the mundane to the miraculous, from lowly shepherds to warrior worshipers. That's what the shepherds became. It can change our world by the power of praise. Just people that were normal suddenly can praise God, and when they do, all of heaven comes down. And Joseph, it changed him from a laughing stock to an example of mercy and inclusion and celebration when something miraculous happens to someone else. Joseph is just the poster child for Christianity, because he was happy when something good happened to someone else. You'll never be happy in life. You'll never be happy when you're just happy when good things happen to you. You'll be happy when you become happy when good things happen to other people. That's what Joseph personified. This little Mary, this little girl that I took by faith, that I was espoused to and married her even when she was pregnant and that it was not my child. Ah, she is the most significant, the most wonderful woman that ever lived, and I rejoice with her. Mary, it can take the simplest among us and fill us with Jesus and make us among the most blessed that will ever live, and seal us for eternity. Christmas really is a special time. The innkeeper, human nature being what it is, there will always be those that miss the supernatural aspect of Christmas. Not evil people, just busy people. People that fail through inconvenience or insensitivity to recognize that Jesus truly is the reason for the season. They fail to make room or time for Jesus. Everything else is more important. They just fail to submit to the King of Kings and realize he is the most important thing. The two worst men in the Bible, do you have any idea who they were? Herod and Judas. They're the two most worst men of the Bible. Herod, the man that dreaded good news. How evil do you have to be to dread good news? But he did. The king that knew the scripture prophesied there was a King of Kings coming. His pride would not let him recognize the kingship of Jesus. He murdered all the babies 2 years and under. He became the scourge of Israel and became the sad poster child of all that reject Jesus Christ. Herod, one of the two most despicable men of the Bible. The other, Judas. Why? Because Satan did what he does to people. He made them to feel threatened by Jesus Christ. Did you ever wonder why people come to church and don't get saved? Did you ever wonder why people hear the great gospel story and they don't get saved? Did you ever see people get so upset in a church service that they literally would cry and get up and leave, never to return? See, why would people react that way? Because the devil used the same attack on them that he used on Herod and Judas. They feel threatened. That's what the devil does to people. That's the reason why they can't celebrate Christmas and come to Christ. They feel threatened. Somehow, like Herod, I'm going to lose my throne. Or somehow, like Judas, I'm going to lose my money. Let me say, and remember this, the longest day of your life. You never, ever need to be threatened by Jesus Christ. For he will never do you harm. He will always do you good. If Herod had honored Christ, he would have become the greatest king of Israel. But instead, he went down in infamy. If Judas had recognized Christ and followed him, he would have become the entire financier of the kingdom of God. Instead, he hanged himself. The devil is a liar. He says, if you come to Christ, you'll lose your friends. He's a liar. If you come to Christ, you'll lose your money. He's a liar. If you come to Christ, you'll lose your position. He's a liar. If you come to Christ, you'll lose your joy and your fun and your happiness. The devil is a liar. The Bible said that the Lord will withhold no good thing from you. So how does Christmas affect you and how does it affect me? Not like Herod, not like the innkeeper. Oh, no, it affects us differently because we realize when we came and bowed at the manger, when we came and acknowledged this really is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's not Muhammad. It's nobody else. It's Jesus Christ. The joy that came into our heart is now 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Many people that do not know Christ will experience some joy as they gather around the Christmas tree or the Christmas dinner table with their family, and they unwrap their gifts, and they hug, and they kiss, and they see their family, and then they go away, but they have that momentary joy. What does Christmas mean to me? How does it affect me? It means that every day of my life, no matter what happens to me, I know that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and he belongs to me personally. No matter what my problem is, Jesus will fix it. No matter what my trouble is, Jesus will deliver me out of it. No matter what my fears are, they will be diminished by my faith in Christ. I live Christmas 365 days a year. And friend, don't be threatened. Don't feel like if I accept Christ, I'm going to lose something. You're not going to lose anything. All I lost when I came to Christ was my condemnation and my fear and my sin and my hopelessness. But when I unwrapped those gifts on that Christmas of my day, and Christmas for you is the day you get born again, the day you come to Christ. When I sat there today, that first Christmas, and accepted Jesus and was born again, I unwrapped the gifts, and one gift was peace, and one was joy, and one was love, and one was eternal life. And I just kept unwrapping them, and the more I unwrapped them, the bigger and the better they got. And friend, I have not been sad one day in my life that I didn't join with Herod and fear the King of Kings. I've never been sad in my life that I've always found a place for Jesus Christ in my life. And friend, because of that, Jesus Christ promised in John 10:10 is my life. He has given me life and life more abundantly. Don't make it more complicated than it is. Don't fear God. Don't flee Jesus. Don't be troubled by Christ. Don't in any way be threatened by Him. But realize if you will give Jesus Christ your life and make Him the Lord of your life will be better than it's ever, ever, ever been. I said this the other day, and let me say it again in closing. One of the great movie stars of our day said the other day, and I just read part of it quickly and thought, that's not good. He said, I wished everybody could be as rich as I am and as famous as I am in their lifetime. I thought that's stupid. I don't want to be as rich as he is or as famous as he is. But then I read the rest of the next paragraph, because he said, if they was as rich as I am and if everybody was as famous as I am, they would realize that, like I did when I got rich and famous, it didn't make me happy. He said they would realize they need God, and they would realize that they have to come to Jesus like I did. And friend, poor, rich, famous, or not so famous, you'll never be happy until the King becomes your King, until the Lord becomes your Lord, until you, like the shepherds, worship Him and say, praise God, I know who Jesus is. Until, like the Magi, you'll say, I'm wise. Because James wrote, or is written to James in his little book, and he said, don't be fearful. He said, just be patient. And he that desires wisdom, ask God, because he will give you wisdom, and I love this, and upbraid you not. Did you know that if you were a murderer or a rapist or a serial killer and you got up from that pew and came to this altar, that Jesus would not rebuke you or upbraid you for the worst sins in the world? He would simply give you the gift of eternal life. That's how good He is. While we were yet sinners, He loved us. Do you love Him? Would you stand together? Becky is singing. And I know most people in this room have already made Christ their Lord. And I know there's not many innkeepers here that have no place for you. Most have had a place for His life. And I know there's probably not anybody that's like Herod that likes their kingship better than Jesus' kingship. But there still might be somebody in this room that says, I just want to come on this day that we are acknowledging Christ's birthday, and I just want to make a commitment to Christ today. Maybe the first time, or maybe for many times.